Hello and welcome back to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And it's been a bit.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while. We had a brief not so brief.
It's been a couple months, it feels like.
Yeah. I think we're getting about to the 2 month mark.
Almost.
And
yeah.
We took a little bit of a break. For me it's because number one, we were doing them pretty regularly for a while, and I just wanted a weekend off, and then the next weekend came, and I was like, you know what, we'll do one next weekend. And then it kind of rolled into, I just want to enjoy my summers a little bit, you know.
It started as a, we need a week off, and then, okay, you have this, and then wait, I have this, and then I have this, and then you have this.
Right.
And then it was like, all right, well, let's try to do one tonight, and then it's like, I'm asleep.
And then I'm pretty sure the following weekend is when Emma stayed up, and she was up until like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning.
That was last week, Jesus.
Dude. And then at one point, last week and 2 weeks ago, I was sick. Like, yeah. I still have a cough from it a bit now, but I was like coughing up nasty green stuff. TMI for the listener, but you know that's
terrible.
What it is. But we have a chance now to catch up about the things that have been going on since the last time we did an episode. For those of you who don't know, didn't see the update or anything like that, we're going to 2 episodes a week, a Monday and a Wednesday episode.
Yes.
So we can talk about more things, which is awesome.
I mean, it may seem to some of you, because many of you are probably used to our rambling 45-minute episodes from days past, but now we are doing 2 30-minute episodes a week.
Right.
So it's really only 15 minutes more, but it'll be so much more.
So much more, and your ears will hug you from both sides of your head for listening to us.
That sounds painful. Also, just got a terrible alert on my phone.
Oh, jeez.
That the Penguins have just won the Stanley Cup. So.
So you just want you just wanted to ruin my evening. Is what
my evening just came on my phone.
Oh man.
Anyone but the Penguins and Sidney Crosby, that little bastard.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
We're a very emotional hockey fans sometimes.
It happens. Didn't want them to win.
So there's been a couple of things in the news since we last did an episode, and I feel like the one that I want to talk about the most is the Cincinnati Zoo incident.
Yeah, because we didn't touch on that at all.
Yeah, we didn't get to touch on that. I think one of us posted something very brief on the Facebook page when it happened. But I would just like to say that as much as I respect the fact that occasionally we lose sight of our children, it happens. It's just a thing. It's happened to me before. I'm sure it's happened to you at times. I have made a conscious effort as a parent to know what is a place or not a place where I have to be on a certain level of alertness.
Right.
And make sure that I don't lose track of my kid. So much so that I don't even get to enjoy the place that we're at. Because
well,
I'm just so concentrated
most
on
things with your kids because you're watching them everywhere.
Right. One of the biggest places for me is the zoo.
Well, you guys go all the time.
We do. And it's awesome. And we love it. But occasionally, I just, you know. Yeah, it's just one of those things where, okay, Target, if I lose sight of her for a few minutes, it happens, it's whatever. The zoo, where there's lions and tigers and bears, oh my, and hundreds of people surrounding us and not very many, you know, exits and a lot of weird hiding places and stuff like that. That's not a place that I, you know, feel comfortable allowing the excuse, well, it happens sometimes.
Yeah. I'm not a helicopter parent by any means, but when we go out to, you know, anywhere in public, I'm like, you're with me. I am not losing you.
Right.
There's too many creeps and terrible people in the world that many will go to places where kids are and snatch them up or whatever.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, I'm always going to have that fear. But so when we go into public, I'm like, you know, you're with me. Stay put. I need to see where you're at all times, kind of thing. So at the same time, I understand how an incident like what happened at the Cincinnati Zoo can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like you turn your back to do one thing, and if your kids want to do something completely stupid,
right,
in that half a second, they can very quickly do it. You know, they're very sneaky, and but
especially at that age, they are very sneaky.
Yeah, because they don't understand danger.
They're quick and they're wily.
Yeah. Like, they don't get the danger. They just, which is baffling to me. But I mean, a 15-foot drop into a gorilla pen.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know? Yeah, it's tragic that an endangered, you know, species type, you know, silverback.
Right.
Has to get killed because of it.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, if it's me, you choose kid over animal every time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just standard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a horrible event. And there was so much bashing of the parent, you know, on social media, on the news, you know, everywhere. I feel terrible for her.
Yeah, I feel terrible for her, too. And I just want to point out real quick that while I say that, you know, the zoo is, like, the one place where I think you should not ever stop paying attention to your kid, you know, like, the one place where it's not, you know, excusable, I don't think that that makes her a bad parent. I don't think that she should be vilified or anything like that.
See, the issue with it is that it's a mistake that any parent could make.
Right.
Hers just happened to be a very public, you know, error, or it's a very public event where she just happens to turn away for 30 seconds and her kid just does something that they shouldn't do.
Right.
And it's a very public thing that's everywhere, and she's vilified as a terrible parent. We don't know her.
Yeah.
We don't know what she's like. And, you know, I read her side of the story. I read various accounts of people there who were like, the kid was there and then he was gone.
Yeah.
Unless you're there, you really can't speak on it, I feel like.
Right.
And everybody is just so quick to judge. And that shit, I don't have time for that. That just pisses me off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you weren't there. You don't know what happened. You know, shut up. And I know
this is one of those, it's one of those internet things, you know.
Yeah. People are like, I would jump down in there. It's like, no, you wouldn't.
Right. I think,
like, you jump down, it's going to make it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Having not only the gorilla doing his what would you call it, territorial thing, that's one thing, but if then you add a threat coming at it or, you know, an additional bigger foreign animal all of a sudden jumping into the pen, that would just make things a little more complicated.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
It was shitty.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. What else did we miss? What else? What has happened in your life in the past month?
I've been very sleepy.
Okay.
As usual. Let's see. Well, Sophia officially graduated from pre-K.
Ooh.
Which they had the graduation, which we went to.
How nice.
Which, obviously, the timing of it was funny because on, like, my time hop and, like, my Facebook memories was our episode. But that was on kindergarten graduation, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They're both, like, I think the quote that we used for the episode was, how do you pick the valedictorian?
Mm.
Is it like the one who can eat the most boogers?
Exactly.
Or
yeah.
Like
stacked blocks the highest.
Their own ass.
Right.
But yeah, I mean it was cute. You know, they had the world little cardboard, you know, hats.
Yeah.
They sang songs and they loved it.
Somebody
just like a rolled up piece of paper. Like, right. Really nothing on it.
Yeah. They had probably, you know, star stickers and the smiley face sticker or something like that on the inside.
They enjoyed it. It was cool.
So somebody brought something up on Twitter the other day about that, in which they feel that it helps reinforce the importance of graduation and the completion of school to kids. Which I can understand that to a certain extent, but you know. We'll see how I feel about it when Emma gets to that point.
Yeah, I mean, it was like I made fun of it, but at the same time, I was like, I made fun of it, and I was like, when Sophia and Maddie have it, I will be there.
Right. Yeah.
Like just because it's something that I think is dumb, you know,
doesn't mean I'm not going to go.
Yeah. You know, it's my kid's stuff. We have the ballet recital this Saturday.
Nice.
Night before Father's Day, of course.
Right.
Which will be interesting. The ballet company that she takes ballet with is the same one that my sisters did ballet with when I was a kid.
Okay.
And it's the same, like, the same studio heads. And this woman is, like, the most anal, like... overbearing person I've ever come in contact with. And we didn't even deal with her like at all in person.
Right.
Because we did the off-site at the Y class.
Right.
Instead of having to go like into Westchester.
To the studio and all that jazz.
Like, you know, 10 minutes from the house.
Right.
And it was just always her, their just one teacher who was awesome. She was the best. But then it's like some of the parents are like, oh, I'm not going to like make sure their hair is like really gelled and like the entire hair has to be like super gelled and like tight in place with a hair like a hairnet,
wow,
the makeup, and if it's not, the studio head will go insane.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Right now I'm not going to worry about it. I'm like, this woman will rip your face off. I saw it when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And she's still after it, so... yeah, and Sarah has to work the day of the recital.
Oh, nice.
So my mom's like, don't worry. We got it. Like, my mom will be here to get her ready, and then my older sister's coming up for the recital, so she'll be here. And she's like, they both... You know, my sister danced, so she knows what to do. I'm like, good, because I have no clue.
You should try it, though. You should take this as a challenge. And, like, live stream the whole thing. That would be great. Just you trying to figure out the exact ballet hair. I think at one point you would just end up going out and buying a wig. Just putting it on her, you know, to put her hair up in a little thing underneath it, you know.
See, I've done her hair for ballet. Excuse me. I've done it. Like, she had always had her hair in a ballet bun every week.
Right.
So it's like, you know, get the hair as wet as possible, slick back, ponytail into the bun.
Right.
That I can do. But this is a whole other story. And then the makeup, no. I'm not on the plane of doing makeup.
Use a paint roller. Yeah. Like a tiny little one. And just...
yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so that'd be fun.
We had an interesting moment, Emma and I, at Target, about a month ago, which I must bring up because... Okay, here's the thing. I appreciate the community that we live in. I appreciate that there are still people out there who are of the mindset of, you know, we're all part of this community together. We're all, you know, we all take care of each other and look out for each other and that sort of thing. However, we went to Target, and it was just Emma and I, and as we're walking in, this older woman, probably, if not in her 60s, close to it, and she's walking in with us, and the weather had been kind of weird that day, and she says something about the weather, like, rain, what are you going to do? It is what it is. And we go inside, Emma and I go in first. I put Emma in the cart, and I take the backpack off, and I go around the cart to put the backpack in it, and all of a sudden, this woman is right at Emma. And she, first of all, okay, so I'll just give you that image right there, okay? I go around, you know, the cart for a second just to put the bag down, and all of a sudden this woman is just right there. So, obviously the first thing I did was put myself bodily between the kid and the woman, because I don't know what the fuck is going on
right
at that immediate second. As it would turn out, she had one of those wet wipe things in her hand, and she was going to try and wipe down the cart so that, you know, so Emma wouldn't get sick, and I get that. There's a lot of germs in stores and that sort of thing. But I was just so infuriated at that moment. Like, okay, fine, I get it. You want to try to help. It's been a rainy day, little kids get sick this time of year because of allergies and all that shit. But, A, you're not my mother, or related to me in any way. So why are you coming that close to my child? Two, she made the comment, which, this part I loved, right? She tried to keep wiping down the cart anyway. And she says, well, you know, mommy wouldn't want you to get sick, little one. I'm like, excuse me, I don't want her to get sick either. Like, well, what is happening? What is this?
No, mommy wouldn't want you to get sick, but daddy does. Yeah. He's a jerk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so I kind of, I tried to be as polite as possible while still blowing this woman off. Because I didn't want to lose my shit in the middle of Target. But it's just like, just don't touch other people's kids. And the other thing is, there are a lot of kids out there who are allergic to certain types of cleaning solutions. So you don't even know if my kid might be allergic to that or not, and you're about to spread it all over the car where she puts her hands in her mouth and all that jazz. So it was a moment of frustration and excitement and anger, and God, I'm glad I didn't punch an old woman in the face.
No, I think you did. I think you got in a fight with a 60-some-year-old woman in Target.
Yeah. I mean, it technically happened, but it was quiet, and no punches were thrown.
Put her in the cross-faced chicken wing.
I briefly considered going for the shirt-over-head hockey move.
That's a good one.
It is a good one, yeah. But, so that was exciting.
I feel like that's the move I want to teach my kids.
Right?
Like,
but not the pull over head and then start punching one. Just the pull shirt over head thing. It depends how long your kid's reach is over the other kid, though.
No, I was going to do it with the punch.
Mm.
If they're being picked on and, like, someone's trying, like, is forcibly trying to hurt them.
True. Yeah.
As a means of self-defense. I'm just picturing Sophia. I mean, Maddie will just deck him because she's kind of a bruiser.
She is.
She just doesn't care.
She's a fucking tank.
Yeah, ridiculous. She does not care.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sophia, I just want to be like, shirt overhead and just, you know, like, while holding the shirt, just the shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Shirt into the face combination. It's a
and,
good one.
And if they happen to be wearing glasses, just immediately rip them off their face. Because that'll then confuse them and blind them. Yeah. That's something we should start. We should start a tactical close quarter fighting school for toddlers. You think that'll go over well?
I mean, as long as the parents sign off.
As long as they sign the insurance release. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, send the permission slip and bring them willingly. I don't want to have one of those, you know, toddler fight club.
Yeah.
You know, news situations happening.
Where would we go for field trips, though?
The Octagon, duh.
And maybe not pro hockey games, but minor. Like minor league. Yeah, I hear there's I have never been to a minor league hockey game, but I hear it gets pretty rough.
Yeah, there's more fighting in those.
Jeez,
they're good. They're definitely good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We should real quick pimp a couple appearances we've made.
Oh yes.
Recently.
Yep.
Last week, you know, in the midst of not doing our own show, we were guests on Parent Nation on Tuesday.
Yep.
Which was it was fun, but it was like it was abbreviated.
Yeah, it was a little shorter than we thought it was going to be.
They had a mix-up with their guest
right
before us.
But the host, Tara Kennedy Klein, she's awesome.
Yeah.
And despite it being a short encounter, it was a good time. We had a good conversation.
Invited us back on at some point in the near future.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Just this past week as well. We are both featured in a post on SheKnows.com for Fatherhood in 5 Words.
Which
so we are two of 19 dads that they used.
Yes. And if we haven't already, I'll share the link on the Facebook page tonight.
Yeah, we haven't put that up.
So everybody can check that out. And
it's on Twitter.
It is definitely on Twitter. Yeah,
I tweeted it. Yeah. But I did not get a chance to Facebook it.
Facebook. Speaking of social media and parenting stuff, it has come about time that that I announced to the world that I have been invited to speak on podcasting at the Type A Parent Conference in Santa Fe in July. It's going to be awesome. Going out there for a couple of days. I think I'm speaking on the second day. Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to check the schedule again. But it really is an awesome conference, and I'm totally honored to be able to go and to speak on this thing that I love. And if you have never been to a Type A parent conference and you want to know more, definitely check out the website because there are so many things that they cover, you know, from the very basics of coming up with like a blog schedule or what have you, and how to buy domain names and there's, you know, lessons on the very basic stuff. And then there's lessons on the more complicated stuff, like how to figure out the Facebook algorithm and all that jazz. So,
which is a pain in the ass.
It is definitely a pain in the ass. So definitely check that out, typeaparent.com. And, I think, so July is Type A West in Santa Fe. And then there's another one at the end of July in New York, and one in September, I think?
I don't know.
No, August in Disney down in Florida. So cool stuff.
That is awesome. Yeah, you have all these things coming up.
And I'm
just kind of like, eh. Nobody wants me to talk anywhere.
You also have to work for a living. So
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
But you're just lazy.
I am. I'm just super lazy.
No, not at all.
Well, we'll talk about that more in the Wednesday episode.
Yeah.
Because I actually have a story about that. But anyway.
What? I don't know if you're going to be in this post this week or not. I think I probably will be featured because I sent some info to our friends Kristen and Liz from Cool Mom Picks.
Oh, cool! Yep,
are doing their Father's Day post, just on like words of advice from, you know, from dads. So Kristen sent me an email, so I sent her stuffs back.
Cool.
So that'll be up this week. The Iris Award.
Oh yeah.
Ladies from Cool Mom Picks and Spawned the podcast.
Congratulations.
Hate you, but we love you.
There's no hate.
No.
There's no hate. There is only the drive to be a better podcast, which is why we took off for 2 months.
Yeah, they're the winners of the Iris that we were nominated for.
And well-deserving.
Very well-deserving, which we thought from the beginning, we had an inkling that that's how it was going to go.
Right. It's one of those, you know, as soon as you see that name on the list, it's like, oh, okay, they're winning then.
Yeah.
But yeah, then... Cool.
But, you know, just, it was an honor to be nominated. It sucked we couldn't go out to Cali for it, but, you know, next year's in Orlando.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That would be an easier one to get to.
It would, and we'd have free room and board.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
With my sister.
Oh, that's right. Your sister lives down there. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
We'll see.
Nice.
We shall see.
Yeah, we got stuff coming up. We've had stuff pass us by, and yet we're still here.
We are.
And speaking of which, this upcoming week, with Life of Dad, we're working with Pampers, which is going to be an awesome thing. Hashtag thanks, baby.
Yes.
And the main idea behind this is that when a baby is born, so is a dad. The dad and baby basically grow up together. And it's awesome.
It is. So we'll each be writing a post. I presume yours will be on our site.
Yes.
As it typically is. I will be writing mine on the Papa Brizzle.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I didn't even know that I'd put in for that campaign, which I was I was like, wait a second, when did that happen?
Right.
I get the email, congratulations, what?
But yeah, so that'll be up on Poppin' Bottles Dadcast and Papa Brownie. And this is going to be somewhat heavily oriented as well to Instagram and Twitter. Yes. There's going to be an awesome Twitter party. It's on Tuesday?
Wednesday night.
Yep. 9 p.m. Eastern. Please join us, because every time Life of Dad has a Twitter party for any of their campaigns, or even if they just feel like it, it's a really good time to connect with other people, and or even if you just want to sit back and just watch the Twitter feed blow up.
Yeah, our last awesome. One, somebody won a queen-size mattress from Restonic.
Yeah, which I was really hoping for that one.
Yeah, I wanted to win.
Yeah.
I was dubbed the king of gifts on Twitter, so...
The king of gifts.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Thanks, Art.
You mean GIFs?
I'm never going to call it a GIF. It's not peanut butter.
You just did. You just called it a GIF. In your sentence right there. Booyah!
Son of a bitch.
And with that... We're going to wrap up. this will wrap up our Monday episode. Thank you guys so much for listening and for coming back after our long hiatus. We got a lot of stuff coming up, and we're really excited to share all of it with you.
We are.
And make sure you tune in Wednesday for our awesome Wednesday episode of just nonsense and kid stories and that sort of thing.
Current events.
Cool. All right. Everybody have a good week.
Peace.